Thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome to Friends in Low Places. Tour talk, Publix trivia, and I want to kiss Zach real bad. And that's what we're talking about today. Thank you for watching the cover. Stick around for the podcast. And those friends in low places, we love you.
Whoa. I was trying not to laugh. Man,
that was a real move. That
If you're meeting someone for the first time and you're like, you just call them by their first initial, it immediately gets weird.
Oh.
Like if I just walked in and was like, hey, C, that automatically just elevates the sexual tension in the room.
Are we recording, Noah?
Yeah.
Okay. Danny Gokey's on the tour. When he walked by me, I was like, what's up, Gokester? And
No.
I said it with just a little bit of insecurity.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
What does that sound like?
What's up, Gokester? Like that. And he didn't say anything. And then I was like, okay.
That's terrible. That would be
And,
me
and
feel
I was
like
just like,
failure.
I should have just said, hey, Danny, or hey, Goki, you know.
Hey, D.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It automatically elevates the situation in a weird way.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good call to do that, but.
There's so many things I could say about that, but I'm not.
I'll just say, like, on the tour, though, so far, I feel like it's making me feel like I'm not a people person at all. Like, I have no social skills.
No, they're just lizard people. All those people. None of those people.
This
could go so deep, dude.
I kind of wish that I could, like, just share what I actually think about the tour. You know what I mean?
Why can't we?
Can I?
Yeah, but you...
I mean, are they going to kick me off the tour?
None of this can be on the internet, or we're both gone.
That's Jess. Let me go get her.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Jay.
That's Jay.
Hi. I
brought Girl Scout cookies.
Ooh.
Thanks, Jess, for the Girl Scout cookies.
Love that.
Where'd you get them from?
Some children.
Yikes. See, that's another red flag company, but we don't have to go into that either.
So you...
The Girl Scouts?
Yeah. I think there's...
Definitely the Boy Scouts, right?
Both, right?
What? I mean, we know that. Dude, so you're not okay with talking about lizard people? Artists?
No, I'm okay with that.
That's good. He just opened up with that, and I was like...
yeah,
I was like, dang.
Why? Why did I...
So on the tour, though, like that's how I feel with everybody, though.
You should just save this till the end of the tour, and we'll do an expose podcast.
Okay.
That's actually great.
And then you can never go on tour again. You'll be blacklisted.
I mean, I'm already not really on tour, so it's like, what is it like?
Yeah.
No one's really touring right now, unless it's like you said, weekend one-offs.
Yeah.
That's all I did last year, but...
Yeah.
Steven, no.
Yes. So with your tour with Steven, that was last year?
Yeah, but we were just doing a lot of the festival stuff during that season. So
yeah, like summer and fall stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, me, Steven, and Judd.
Well, Steven's a new artist.
He's new, he's brand new.
So.
That's why I'm like, for him to land an opening tour spot right now is like big for the team and all, you know?
That might have been the rudest thing I've ever done on the podcast. I'm so sorry.
It definitely is. So that's what I'm saying. I'm touring for... Yeah, we're all new.
We're all new. I don't know what
that was really
song
good.
That is.
Yeah, it was like...
Wait. You thought that was Mac Powell?
Yeah, I thought he was here.
It wasn't. That's
hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Mac Powell. What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? We're going to take us off. Let's go. What Chase, the? Kick us off.
That was good. That was my hi-hat. What song was that?
I don't know, but it would actually be one of his coolest songs if he did that as an intro.
That would be cool. Some table hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually sounds sick with the reverb.
Somebody should sample that.
Yeah, let's do it right now.
Okay, cool.
That actually might be a pretty solid one shot. You only get one, though.
Okay.
Just kidding. Anyways, sorry.
So how was this? You toured with you, Stephen Stanley, and then Judd Harris was on drums.
Yeah.
Who's going to be on the podcast soon.
Yes.
Both of them. How was that? Because you guys, were you guys good friends before y'all went out?
Judd's like the reason that... that Steven called me for this stuff anyways, because he was looking for a guitar player, but I didn't really know Steven. I had him come to the, or actually a friend of mine, I was writing a song with Jordan King, or I was producing something. Ah, dang it.
Zach.
I can't speak.
I can't speak either. I didn't post a podcast today because it sucked.
Yeah, well...
So
are you implying that this is about
No. I'm saying I'm saying that I'm not a professional.
I know, but I can't even talk. Now I feel like I'm going all corporate now. Like,
No.
Yeah, so I've been touring for one year.
Forget this.
Just kidding.
Forget this then.
Yeah.
It was good. The tour was good.
No, but yeah, it was great. Steven's the best.
That's all we care
Judd's
about.
Judd's my best friend. Steven's my best friend. We're just straight vibes the whole time.
I love that.
Just driving throughout the country together.
So y'all would drive yourselves?
Yes.
Wow.
We drove...
What was the longest y'all drove?
I think it was New York or something like that.
Holy crap.
And we drove the whole way, like, no stopping. But I don't... We also drove a lot to, like, Michigan and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think Ohio. I can't remember. There's, like, a few... Just that area. And the farthest we ever did was, like, Seattle so far. That was,
y'all
but we
drove
didn't.
To
no, we didn't drive. That was insane. Oh yeah. No, we didn't drive that. But that was the not creepiest, but just like most interesting experience with like the church out there.
I did one. I think it was in. No, it wasn't in Portland, but I thought it was in Portland. But I think it was in like South Carolina or North Carolina, and they put me up in like a haunted hotel.
Yeah,
and
that's
freaky. That was when me and Jess first started dating. And I remember walking in and just, I immediately, when I walked in, I was like, this place has to be haunted. And then I remember being in the elevator and like, for whatever reason, the staff took us up in the elevator and I was like, so is this place haunted? And he was like, oh yeah. And he was like, and then he started like listing off stories being like, somebody got choked out with the piano wire in this room.
What the
Somebody
heck?
Got pushed out the window and you know, 527.
Wow. Yikes.
There's a pink lady that like leaves lipstick in this room that people like staying in. So that was on the way up to my room. And then I got in my room and I was like, I can't, there's no way I can sleep in here.
Yeah.
I ended up just FaceTiming Jess. I ended up just... Yeah, just what are you doing? Are you just doing work right now or what?
Did her computer
I'm trying
die?
To order Domino's.
Oh,
but
okay.
The
no,
Wi-Fi
that's important.
Is crazy.
1, 2, 3, 4. Wow. Oh, did I not plug it up? I may have not plugged up the Wi-Fi.
I don't know. We're
no, because it's trying to connect to the ARC.
Oh, you're
and it's
on the ARC.
Working.
Okay, okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, can you plug up the Wi-Fi?
Yeah, so let me plug it up real quick. I'll be right back.
Peace.
Domino's, this
also,
is important.
This is like a side note.
Uh-huh.
I saw the episode where you were like talking about kissing... And like, who is it? Like your, someone's mom came up or something.
What the heck? Hey,
what was happening? I like forgot the context. Wasn't it about?
Hold on, real quick, because okay. something crazy is happening.
I'm gonna get in trouble.
What is that? What
oh,
is
no.
going on?
I'll call you later.
Guys, I feel really disrespected. Is this
that, we have a freaking guest
is
here?
I thought you were going to turn on the
He was
Wi-Fi.
Talking. And then you're making FaceTime calls.
Why, I was getting a
why
call.
Are we starting our relationship like this? She comes in here.
Who is
I
that?
Was just
who
like,
were you talking to?
I first of all was like, hi, my name's
I
Zach. And she was like, hi. And I was like, are we going to, am I going to like, hello?
Yeah, she didn't even hug
no
you.
No hug.
She?
It's just you just
what
looked at me and walked by. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just stand here.
Honestly, I felt sorry. Weird about it.
So
I felt
that
like
was such an uncomfortable.
I wish you would have hugged me.
I
want to
say I'm sorry on behalf of my wife.
Golly, man.
So who the heck was that?
Hannah was trying to FaceTime me, so I just answered it.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're on a
no
live podcast.
Hannah.
I do know Hannah.
I mean, it's not
I didn't
live,
know you
but...
knew Hannah.
Oh, you know Hannah?
I do.
That's why I had to answer it.
We went to high school together.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
Does
that.
Does Hannah only call once a year, or why are you so that's it. I was worried like, about this?
She might be dead.
Because I am actually only here once a year.
That is true.
And last time I was here, we blew it, and that's why I'm back again. So let's get this right, guys.
Oh, no.
Zach, that is true on all accounts. Yeah, get your cookies out of here.
A disrespect to the Girl Scouts.
I'm going to turn on the Wi-Fi, and I'll be back.
All right.
Okay, so what were you saying about the kiss thing?
Yeah, so
what are y'all laughing at?
Why does it feel like there's two different podcasts going on right
there
now?
There does. Okay, let's just take a break. No,
I'm freaking done with this.
Zach, no, don't leave. Zach, let's take a break from our podcast and let's tune into their podcast.
Yeah, what do you guys want to talk about today? Because apparently
I need the address.
Dude, that mic sounds like
terrible.
No, it sounds sick. Like I feel
no,
like,
just take your hands off of the mic.
Address. This is how I'm gonna talk for the rest of the time. What's up, everybody?
What is the address?
Don't start yet in case I have another question.
Okay. I forgot we haven't even started yet.
No, we have. This is it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
God, it's
we're already halfway through.
I feel like I'm blowing this again.
Zach, no, this is great. No, this is really good.
No, it's okay. I feel like we just have to talk about Steven again and restart because I've blown every conversation about him so
I'm
far.
Ready to talk about whatever kiss you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. So,
wait, Jess.
No, why I don't want to interrupt. Hold on. Okay. Let me make this.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good.
Let me make this thing. It's 302.
No, I'm sorry that I'm getting frustrated. I appreciate you ordering pizza.
Thank you.
I'm very thankful.
Oh, gosh, give me a break.
Zach's not thankful.
Zach, just kidding. Actually, I'm going to pay.
I'm
going
to give
mine.
All
this
your pizza to the Girl
Zach,
Scouts.
No, yeah. You're paying right now for this
I'm
conversation.
Just kidding. I'm
dude, you're
going
to get me so many views.
I'm about to make. What if this goes viral,
I do
want to
say,
though?
Dude. What? He sent us a message on this group chat with like some people.
Oh, no.
And it was, hey, Zach Epps is going to be here. And then it was a link to show how many people followed you on Instagram. Like, guys, it's going to be a good one. He's
no
got 1,200 or whatever.
No way.
I was just saying.
I just thought Judd and Steven have more followers than me.
The reason why I sent the Instagram post is just to be like, hey, this is him.
No, I know.
I wasn't trying to be like,
it was just
look
funny
at all
to me that
followers.
That was the first thing that came up.
No, it's
with
funny.
How many people follow
Steven's,
him.
I mean, Steven's blue check marked and everything.
For sure.
So, I mean, that's this play. This thing's on the ramp. For
oh, Steven's gonna set me into celebrity mode.
Yeah,
right here.
Absolutely. And that's why I tell him I'm like,
I'm gonna
whatever,
be a celebrity when Steven comes on.
However many times I can get on his Instagram stories to live through his fame, I always like looking at like I always just want to watch his Instagram and just be like, what does it look like to have a verified Instagram?
No.
Like what
does
it
look different
like?
Or no?
No, it's just his inbox is literally blowing up all the time. Like I feel like he has like 1,000 unread DMs.
Okay, so I figured that. So whenever I DM'd him, I was like, I wonder if he's
gonna,
even
he won't
gonna
even
see
it. Yeah, that's, like, any, that's how I feel. Out. Every time I send him a video, I'm like, this is even. He's not even gonna see it.
Yeah,
which he does. But I think it's because he just uses that whole like general. I'm probably in his like unused tab or whatever it's like. You got the primary, general, and unused, and I'm like in the spam. And every now and then he just checks his spam account to see that I sent him a meme. But it's like, I don't know. No, I'm.
Have you ever had that though? To where like, I've had that to where like Jamie Grace has like posted me in the video, and I've been like, I've had the thought to be like, oh my god, I'm about to get like 100,000 followers. And you get one or
I
none.
You play with her.
Yeah, nobody clicks on that. It's like, who was that guy in that story? I want to follow them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does that.
Also, you have a fluff on your hand.
Keep me straight.
Looking out.
Thank you, Zach. That was very sweet.
Did you feel things when he did that?
Definitely in my pants for sure. Sorry, that was too on the nose.
Very specific.
Yeah. How does my hair look? Is it okay?
It actually looks great. I woke up today nervous about my hair day for this, but I actually
your hair looks awesome.
But the thing is I didn't actually put a lot of gel in it this morning, and I was worried that it would look like, you know, that greased like gel
look.
Yeah. That's what I'm always scared of. That
take
it's
Jess's
look like.
Hat off and
It's a grease ball right now.
Jeez.
She so told mean. Me that on the way back from work.
That
okay.
Is so mean.
Wow, Chase. Do you want a happy marriage?
Chase, are that we, was low.
Are we? But don't. Are we good on the pizza? Can I feel
two,
like
two mediums?
Yeah,
yes.
That's
is
great.
That enough
yeah,
for four people? Mm-hmm. We did one. Hand tossed one.
This is taking a long
crunchy.
Time.
That's the usual. It really
kidding.
Is.
I'm just kidding.
To the Girl Sorry. Scouts, these pizzas are going.
The Girl Scouts aren't real, guys. It's all run by the government.
Exactly. Like, could you see yourself getting into being like a conspiracy theorist, like completely?
No, I'm not even, like, I can't even say that I follow that because it will get me canceled so fast. But
you do.
There is some things where I'm like, I used to actually listen to certain people that I'm not even going to say their names. I'm not even going to say
Alex
their names.
Jones.
No, dang it. I can't say that. I
so
can't
you would
say,
listen to him for real?
No, I just think it's funny. But
I mean,
people
he
would
is
say,
super
people,
funny.
Yeah, people would say like, oh, you're listening to him. But no, I think it's hilarious. I haven't watched him in forever.
He is really good.
I only
Any
watch
Joe
him,
Rogan he does is amazing.
It just boosts every bit of anxiety that you have.
Oh.
It just doubles it because he's just the world's ending all the time.
Yeah.
For him.
It's definitely ending right
it
now
is,
for
It
sure.
is ending. We're all dying daily.
Yeah. In Christ.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, I'll edit that out. I don't know. Okay. So what were you talking about, the kiss thing?
Okay, yeah. I was just trying to figure out why you wanted me to be your first kiss and why you also think that I'm feminine.
Those are great points to bring up.
Because I'm just like...
I was going to ask you about that.
What makes you think I'm feminine? This is really just... We're going to have to unpack this.
Yeah, we are. It's, okay, so...
For all your viewers.
So... Okay, why I made that decision. Also, what podcast was that on? Was that on Donnie's?
I don't know. It was on
Donovan
one that Spencer
Cars.
Was on.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
also,
yeah. It was on Donovan's.
Yeah. Also, I just thought you'd say Spencer. I feel like he's more like...
No, I've known Spencer too long, and there's no way that we could have a romantic relationship ever.
Then
you know?
Why are you targeting me? Does that mean
because,
we're not close?
Because, no. Yeah, well, it kind of is like...
We're not really that close,
No,
I guess.
Something Golly. About... Dude, honestly, Zach, when's the last time I saw you?
That's what I'm saying. I think it was the podcast.
Exactly. And that was like...
But also, it's because you don't want me in your life.
Okay, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Remember Ooh. The first time we met and I was inviting you to a bunch of things? I was like,
wait,
hey,
no,
I'm going
did
to
you
dinner.
Yeah, oh,
but
wait,
that
we
was
went
when
out, though. We did go out.
We did go out. But that was when you blocked my number. Remember that?
Wait, yeah, because you were, yeah. This is
okay.
All coming
no,
back.
No, it's a long story. But in the first episode, the first podcast of us,
part one.
Long story short, me and Zach meet. We had a connection. Sparks flew. Great time.
Yeah.
We got each other's number. I did a little prank text to where I was like, you know, hey, handsome. I sent him a picture of a guy in his underwear. And Zach is like blocks immediately, you know. Mm-hmm. So it takes
Pretty
me
much.
Like it takes me 2 weeks of like inviting him to like be like, hey, you know, me and this person are grabbing dinner if you want to come. No response. And then I realized I was like, oh, he blocked me because he
yeah,
thought I was like
I definitely
a predator.
Did.
Yeah.
But also, since our first part episode.
I know. I don't know what's going on with my coughs.
I don't know either, but I played dodgeball at this like event for this camp, this D&L, this past weekend, and I think I threw my shoulder out and gave myself asthma. And But the thing is, me and Steven were the last two people left, and I won. I got the last guy, girl, actually, but he got the last two. It's always the girls
what
that
What do you
were
mean
in the
you
back.
Got the last two?
Like, I hit
You
them.
Got them out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. He got the last two. And then I got the last one. But, like, we were the only two left in the game.
Man, it's been
Did
a
you
while
feel since... weird, like, targeting a little
no,
girl?
No, it was actually freeing. I actually feel like I need to play dodgeball more. Because I
With
knew...
just little girls?
Yeah, that is... Oh, man.
Just...
I can't say that.
Don't put him in that box. That's weird.
We gotta freaking get rid of these now.
Yeah, we do. Girl Scout would never sponsor us
they
now.
They would not. Girl...
Okay, forget that question. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, but seriously, when it was just a little girl left, was there anything inside of you that was like, oh,
no,
man.
No, because she's got to go. She's the only standing person.
Exactly.
That's no. So, like, this is good. Dodgeball is the only true equal playing field.
Yeah, I don't care if it's like
that is true. Know,
I don't care if it's an infant. Actually,
that's it. Like, step on the court.
I don't care that's if it's an game. Infant that was just born, and just laying there. It's going down. I'm just kidding.
No, hold it back.
An infant.
No, but like,
what are you gonna do? Cry?
I wouldn't care if it's a Ukrainian infant. Okay. Too far.
I mean, here's the other problem.
Too far.
These kids on round two though destroyed us. I was like the third person out, and as I'm walking to the sideline to go out of bounds to just be on the safe side, I get destroyed. This kid just throws a heater right to my crotch. And I was like,
really?
This is the single most humiliating moment of my life.
Was it one of those like hot 15-year-olds who's like jacked at like 15?
No, it's like,
we got to walk that back.
Wait, is this a male or female you're talking about? Wait.
No, I'm talking about
one of those
a boy.
Hot 15.
Why is he still on? I just don't know why are you so
listen to me, okay? Tell me that there isn't boys who turn 15 and then they turn into Ryan Gosling like immediately. And they're the dudes on the baseball team. You know what I mean? They're the cool guys.
I mean,
okay, am I? Nobody's supporting me.
I get what you're saying.
I don't think I.
No, you
you're
don't.
Saying you like
don't,
little boys.
No,
I don't get what you're saying.
I'm not saying that. There's no
you're
way
saying,
that I'm
you're
saying.
Saying when you were 15, you're like, that guy's hot, but no
for
longer.
Sure.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
But like, I just don't. That's a little bit of a red flag for me.
The fact that I noticed that.
Yeah.
Or okay. That all I'm like, asking is the guy that chunked a ball at
no,
your ball.
Was he hot? 1 to 10.
I actually don't was know.
It's a simple question.
No, I don't even know who hit me. I just saw a ball come for my crotch. You're gonna have to bleep that out.
Crotch.
Yeah.
I'll bleep it out for you. Okay.
I'm just like,
it's I feel gonna like sound if, worse yeah, if you bleep out. People are gonna
but that's the point, though. We have
people
to
are gonna
worse.
Think that you said.
This whole time, you gotta just bleep out whenever I said crush. No, but I'm just like, man, why? I was going out, and this kid just destroyed me. But I was this is another reason why we lost again. Or sorry, we lost like out of the tournament was because. When I'm the third person to get out, it's over. Because I bring such like a morale. Like, I bring such a...
You bring the energy.
Yeah. I bring such like a comfort level to the team. I take ownership. I lead this team.
Wow. Wow.
I'm serious. You haven't seen me in a sporting event.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't want to
say... bad, but dodgeball, I have a little bit of an advantage.
I don't want to say I didn't expect that out of you, but I did it.
No, it's...
What made you not expect that out of him?
Okay, this
because
goes
I'm
back...
a feminine man. Yeah,
this goes back to the kissing, right?
Okay. Yeah, because I'm feminine.
I thought that... No.
Why is it... Also, why is it a negative
thing? It's not!
It is.
Did I
it
say
is.
It was a negative thing?
It is, because I was almost like the weaker vessel that you had to be like, oh, he's cute. I'd kiss him.
I thought that would be a compliment, no?
Why don't you want to be manhandled?
I don't. I want to be the man. Okay, if I'm if I had to kiss a man, I want to be the man.
You want to be the dominant force.
Yes. Okay. And I feel like this is okay to say to anybody. if I were gay, I would like to be the man in the relationship.
Oh my gosh,
okay?
We're gonna get banned for that. We can't say that.
You're right. I can't say
that. Yeah, that's over. But
okay, so let me backtrack.
There's a lot of bleeping in this one.
Silence.
I like this.
If I were, no, I can't say. No. If I were gay, get that out of my brain. If I were to kiss somebody that's been on this podcast, it would be you or my friend Moses. I came to that conclusion, okay? Hmm. And it's not just because the feminine qualities. I have feminine qualities for sure.
What do you find attractive on me?
Okay, very good question. You have nice hands. Your lips are nice. He's got some nice lips.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's some real stuff.
Yeah.
Now I'm in it. I'm in it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just, you know, I want to kiss you. That's it. That's it. But
what about this? Why would you not choose the others?
Okay.
What about the other people is a negative?
They're gross.
They're nasty.
Yeah, they're nasty.
If I put this tissue over your mic and asked you to simulate what you would kiss me like, would you do it?
Yes.
Is the camera zoomed in enough? I love that sound.
Just to be clear for the people that are just listening, that was Zach doing that to his mic. I haven't kissed yet.
Wait, we should take the pop filter off.
Oh, you think? This is going to be a full ASMR video right here. Okay, tissues over the mic. Here we go. My eyes are closed. Wait, give me a second. That's it. That's all
okay,
you get.
Okay, so there's no tongue.
No, that's a first kiss, bro. Okay. What do you expect?
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay, well, I can move on now.
How different was that from your first kiss?
That was much more passionate.
Do you think?
Oh.
I didn't know where Zach was going to be. I felt like I was going in, like, so hard. You know?
Same. How do you know?
Same.
Yeah. Do you turn right or left when you're kissing?
I feel like I turn right.
Yeah, I think I also do.
Yeah. What was your first kiss, Zach?
It was not good because of me though.
What? How old were you?
I was like 4 years ago. I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago. That was like my first legitimate one.
So you were
anything else? 18. Was just like I'm in kindergarten and like kiss a girl
you
or
were
something.
18?
Yeah, something like that.
You kissed a kindergartner?
What the?
It all goes back to this.
It all goes back to Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts. Okay, so your first kiss.
Yeah, it was not great.
You were like 18, 19?
Yeah, I was just like...
I think I was around that age, too.
Really?
I think my first kiss was like... It was probably 17, 18, something like that.
Was it a good experience for you?
It wasn't bad.
Okay.
It wasn't... no, I forgot. My actual first one was bad.
Yeah. But after that, it's fine. It's just like the awkward, what is this?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Did she go in for it or did you?
I'm actually trying to think. I think she did actually. But it was because I was like, I had it planned like a whole beach trip for this and it just like ended up happening on, I think, my parents' couch or something.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know.
That's hot.
Yeah.
I'll cut that out. So,
anyways, yeah.
You did get married though.
Mm-hmm.
Since the last time I saw you.
I did get married.
Also, did I? Wait, did I? Yeah, I did.
Wait, you were already.
Was I already married?
Yes.
Oh.
Honey, sorry. I feel like you've been married for like, what, 2 years?
Has it been? I was talking to a runner the other day, and I was like, "Is it 2 or 3 years?"
Why do I feel like you think we? Why do you think we last saw each other 2 years ago?
I don't know.
No, actually, it would have had been like more than 2 years ago.
You don't know.
No, I think it's. No, Zach. I think it's been a year and a couple months. Okay.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Well, it'll be 2 years in June.
Dang. Wait. So I haven't seen you since a year.
I know.
Dude.
I know.
We maybe aren't friends.
I think we are.
This I'm just so not, sad. I want to be your friend so bad, but like...
Do you really?
Yes. You're cool.
Wow, this is really sweet.
And Chase wants to kiss you, so...
Well...
Dude, I would kiss you right now if that meant that we would be good friends. Because after this tour, dude, I feel like it's so tough for me to connect with people.
Yeah.
I'm just like...
It's because we're
hey,
above.
How you... Hi, hello, how are you, you know?
Yeah, it's like...
I don't know... I realized I don't know how to do it.
But it's because it's not you, though.
I'm good one-on-one, you know?
Yeah, it's not
you. If I sit down with somebody and they're interested in me, I'm great one-on-one.
Yeah.
How was y'all's wedding?
It's great. Good. Yeah, we were in Atlanta for the wedding, and
did you shove cake in your wife's mouth at the wedding day or no?
I don't like that.
No, no, no. That was not an innuendo at all. Okay, if you thought it was.
I love how she looked at you like that.
No, no, no. That was not an innuendo. Did you think that was an innuendo?
No, I didn't. But okay. I just was like, I knew someone.
I'm literally talking
about. I
didn't
think it would be Jess.
I'm literally talking about physical wedding cake.
Physical? Okay. Wait.
Wedding cake. Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
I didn't shove it.
I shoved it.
Dang it.
I shoved it completely in Jess's face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, this is no innuendo. I literally, on the wedding day. All right.
We literally can't.
No, 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 no. Why Zach, is it? I'm literally trying.
No, here's the thing.
No,
do this many editing things? Do you have as much editing?
No, not this much.
That's what I'm saying. This is too much.
No, 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 no.
Zach. We're talking about too many buzzer conversations. No, I need to just get a pure clean.
Zach, listen. I really wasn't talking about the cake being a penis at all. Okay. All I was trying to do was bring up a story about the fact that at my wedding day, I thought that literally everybody, a groom, would do a playful thing and just shove cake in the bride's face, you know,
mm-hmm.
like just a,
from
and
like,
then everybody
from
would
like
be
here,
no, no.
To
and,
here,
and I thought everybody would be like, oh,
like
know?
My face is full of makeup.
No,
yeah, on our wedding day,
terrible.
In front of everybody.
Dude,
on
how
our
are
wedding
you that
day,
dumb.
I was, I know. Yeah. I took the cake and she was like, you know, where do you take a bite? And I would just went,
no
like,
way.
All in her like,
and I was just like, and everybody was like,
it was no. It was all in your like,
everyone's
no, shh.
Like,
let me tell
how
it.
Could he
just
even
let me tell it.
That.
Tell me. So it was in your perfectly. Like makeup face that you spent hours on.
Oh,
I just
terrible.
Rubbed it all
dude,
in your
you
face.
Are,
and all I heard
like in my nose.
All I heard was oh
yeah.
like from
was
the
silent.
Crowd. From the crowd, everybody went like, ugh.
Were you pissed like immediately?
I was more just like what? Like okay, you didn't get the memo.
But I owned it though. And I went like hey. I was like, what are you going to do? I was like.
And then everybody's like, are you sure about this?
Everyone just starts running to their cars to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I doubled down, though. I was like, ah, you know, I just, I'm crazy. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Good times.
That's.
It was pretty cringy.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I knew that I messed up immediately, though, when I heard the whole crowd go, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, it was all 60 people. Yeah.
I thought you guys had been married for like 5 years. I don't know why.
Have we?
No, we've been together for that. I think that long we've been together.
How long are you dating? Like 3?
Like 3.
Okay.
No,
two and
we
a half?
Only dated 2 years.
No, you proposed after 2 years.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think we had like 4 years of dating or something. I don't know. It's like.
Well,
that's a lot.
I don't know. Well, I think it was like.
I guess that's opinion based.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Yeah, it was a lot. But also,
some people date
I was like,
for like 9 years.
Yeah, we were just waiting until we were like able to actually afford to like make it all work, and like we're all done with school and just like you know. But I don't
know.
That's what's interesting. Like where you live in the U.S. is very much determines the normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like my sister's out in California, and nobody gets married before 30. Like
yeah.
None of her friends. Like they think we're crazy.
Yeah.
But here, I was like one of the last of. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends.
Wait, how old are you guys? Like 25, 24?
26,
25. Oh.
Am I 26?
You're 26.
I am 26, yeah.
I almost had it.
That's weird. I still feel like I'm like 23. I really do. When you think
are
about
you 26?
I'm 26, yeah.
Okay.
When you think about your age, what do you think that you are, Jess?
Yeah, probably like 23.
Yeah, what about you, Zach?
I think I'm 24.
Are you 24?
I'm 22.
Really?
You're 22?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Noah?
Just kidding. I don't know.
What's the question?
When you think
how
of like,
old,
if
how
I'm like,
you
how
feel?
Old are you? What
how
is
old
your,
do I feel?
Or like, what does your brain go to? Because my brain goes to like, I'm 23, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm 26.
Oh, I see. Yeah, probably like 22. 22 or something. 20, yeah. Mm. 21, 22.
Wait, how old are you again? I just missed
24.
That. Okay, cool.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Noah's getting up there, too.
Getting old, yeah. In terms of how I physically feel, I'd say much, much older.
Like 40s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just talking about this yesterday with somebody, because when I was younger, I was a catcher, and I just destroyed my knees.
Yeah.
And so...
That's tough.
Yeah, it was a good time. And then I went straight into basketball, where I just destroyed my knees. Mm. So
your knees are done.
Yeah.
No.
Is that your origin story for how you became a sports owner? And now you're like...
No, that's my origin story of how I was like, maybe music's a good idea.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
That's the thing I learned actually from this dodgeball thing is like, we're so out of shape. And all of us look like we probably could run like, but like, you know, decently in like a race or something. But like, I was wheezing. Like, I was like, like, I'm serious. When we got to the end of that game, I had to hit like his inhaler because I was just like, this is, I taste blood right now.
Did it help?
I don't know. Okay. I still feel like it was, I don't know.
Whose inhaler?
Sometimes I also feel like I have sleep apnea. And that
was it the hot guys that was 15? Was
it his inhaler? No.
It definitely wasn't. They don't have, they never have asthma.
He would ask for that guy's inhaler.
Please.
They never, the cool hot guys never have asthma.
No, they do. They just hide it. They're also the guys that wear like shorts when it's like 30 degrees outside. Because apparently you're tough if you do that.
Oh, I try and do that, you know.
That's so cringe.
I'm always trying to be the cool 15-year-old hot guy.
Yeah, I still got it.
Is that
what you say to yourself in the mirror?
I do. I do. That's my affirmation.
I love that.
11 years later.
You still got it.
I like that. That's good.
Do you do any affirmations or anything like that?
No, it's usually the opposite for me.
Oh, negative affirmations.
Like, you suck.
Really set to your day.
Yeah, I'm really bad at that, though. I need to do better about that, but I'm just like always mean to myself.
It's but, tough.
You know, it's hard out here.
It is. I you know, I'll get in patterns to where like I'll realize and I'll be like, all I'm telling myself is that I have like, I'm really fat and I'm... My pocket's okay on the drums, you know. And I'm like, why am I just being mean to myself?
I know.
You know.
Well, I...
But it's kind of true, though. I got a freaking...
No, you don't. You can't even grab fat when you're doing that.
You did see me with my shirt off. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I was...
Tell
yeah,
me what
I
you
looked
think.
Over to see
when?
You. Just...
I changed it into the sweatshirt. 1 out of 10. My upper torso.
Which one's which? 10 is 15-year-old just, boy? What are
you talking, no. 10 is freaking hot. 1 is, you know.
I'm just saying, like, a
400
scale.
400 pounds.
Who would you put as a 10?
Ryan Gosling on Crazy Stupid Love.
I'm trying to think of who I
That's
would
That's really high 10. Expectations.
That's a 10, though! I'm sorry I yelled at you, and I love you. Zach, what 1 to 10, though?
My standards, I feel like you're probably like a 5.
Dude, that hurts. That really hurts.
But I'm like worse.
Especially that you added my standards. That was really personal.
That really hurts. I would have at least said a 6.
No, I'm kidding. You're probably a...
Now he has to go okay. back six. On his...
If we're doing like musician bodies, you're like a 6-7.
Okay. I'll take that.
But it's because, yeah, I can't.
Okay, but yeah, like, no, you're probably spot on, though. Like, on the spectrum of, like, how bodies can look.
Yeah. It's not great.
I'm probably
but it's not
a
good.
5. Yeah. I'm no, you're kidding. Probably right.
No, I'm kidding. And as we say that, we should take one of these.
We should. Let's
Let me
eat
know what
one
you think
those.
About
yeah.
those.
Yeah. Actually, I feel I like these are going to be amazing.
Timothy is on the way.
Yeah.
Is he another podcast man?
705.
Yeah.
I like how you have a team since we first started.
Yeah, what do you think about
that? We went from using my microphones in my studio
I know.
To you scrapping together enough money to get 7B. I'm just kidding.
And
just that ruining your life right
and
now.
And a personal assistant.
I'm kidding. I own like two mics, and I'm supposed to be a studio person, so there's that.
You are a studio person.
See, that's the thing.
Are you going to not offer me one?
No.
What the?
You He's trying to help you with your bod.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You don't need those.
What do you think that I would rate your body at if I saw your shirt? If I saw
one,
one? No, dude, I would kiss you on the mouth. Of course, I would do like bigger than a five.
If I have to show my stomach right now, she has to turn around, and these cameras have to blur this out.
I thought you were about to say she has to turn around and show you something. I was about to be like, oh, dude, what the? What are you talking about? I thought that that's where you were going. I was about to be like, what?
Oh my god, that was.
I'm glad you were there to defend my honor.
I would have freaking. What are I was we about doing? To, I was about to.
What
swing.
Are we doing?
I was about to swing on him.
I'm a married man. That feels so weird because I'm just like.
I know. I've never said that. I thought it was
actually. I've said that, but
it does feel weird.
It's just at first.
The first year to be like, I'm married.
These I have actually, this like weird complex too, where I'd be like at work or something. I'd be like, "Yeah, my husband," mm-hmm. and it would feel like it was I was too young. To
yeah,
be saying
same,
husband.
Same. That's I'm like, yeah, Helena. Wait, you don't know who that is, but I'm still just gonna say her name.
Yeah, I feel like I can say my wife now and not feel weird.
Yeah,
you feel that way?
Yeah,
good.
Hubby and wifey. You guys ever gotten that stage?
No.
That's absolutely horrible. I can't do that.
In Cancun, it was like they gave us t-shirts and it was like,
wifey.
It said, my king. And it was like pointing to the right. And it was like, my queen. And it was pointing to the left. And I was like,
that's so sick.
We can't.
You wanted to be
these.
A queen.
I did want to be queen, yeah.
Because you're feminine, right? Like me and you share that trait, apparently. Golly.
Okay, yeah, we Zach. Did not wear those shirts.
Zach, let's address that though. Okay, I would we kiss you, okay? Because I love you. I feel like we're distant enough to where like it would be kind of hot because it's like a new relationship, you know. But also because you know, I find you attractive. Let's just leave it at that. I just find you attractive. There you go. And I'm gonna blow my nose.
I cannot hear this.
I don't think anybody can.
There are people who like that. Ugh.
That's hot.
Chase, how does that make you feel?
Good.
Oh my god.
Zach, I'm not saying we should do this, but what if we kissed on the podcast right now?
This is the second time, third time you brought this up.
Oh man!
No, I've never said to anybody ever. Should we kiss on the podcast?
No, to Zach today. This is the third time.
He won't what are
you
stop talking about?
You keep bringing up.
He keeps bringing up the fact that he keeps roasting me, saying that I think that he's feminine, and that's why I would kiss him.
But then you keep being like, "Let's kiss."
Okay,
yeah,
and
this
I'm
is
just
literally like when people are like, "Just kidding," unless.
Okay.
Moving on. I can't.
Okay, we won't.
We're
kiss.
Not.
No, we won't. I don't want to.
Wait, what if we did though? Would it get you more views?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
but we won't.
We watched the episode of The Office recently where Michael like kisses Oscar. Yeah. You know, that's what I keep picturing.
I miss The Office
where Oscar's just like.
Dude, it's been forever since we watched it.
Yeah, and, I don't have Peacock, so it's like.
It's timeless.
So you
though.
Can get
it's
it
so timeless.
And watch the first couple seasons for free. Yeah, so you don't have to pay for it.
I just don't want to subscribe. I don't want to get it.
I get it. I get it.
I just don't want to subscribe.
We,
to the cock.
We mooch off of like three platforms right now.
Yeah.
It's the All way to them. Do it.
Sorry.
I'm like, my mom has HBO.
Your sister has Hulu.
Yeah.
My sister has Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we mooch off of like four.
That's all. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
I don't think we. I think we only own Disney Plus, but we only watch that for like Mandalorian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I miss that show a lot.
So after that last episode on the Mandalorian on season two,
mm-hmm.
did you cry?
I can't remember. I literally can't. Like, it's been so long since I feel like...
When freaking Luke Skywalker came on the ship and freaking was crushing heads.
Now. Yeah, yep. Spoilers, dude. Jeez.
Also, I've heard the new Boba Fett, the end of the season, the Mandalorian and it, like, come together. And so you have to watch that.
Hmm. I did hear that. Noah?
I really tried.
The Boba Fett
one? I watched, like, 2 or 3 episodes. So boring. And I was like...
I've heard that.
I've heard push through it, even though I haven't done that.
I've heard push through it from the guy who's the pastor at my church, but he's like a real Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
Like he had for a long time, his basement was full of like, he had a whole room of little Star Wars figurines and his wife made him sell them because he was too addicted to them.
Do y'all feel that way about anything? Like not Star Wars necessarily, but do you have figurines of certain things?
No. No. I'm just not that guy. I don't watch anime. I'm not weird like that.
Like Harry Potter or anything like that. I don't know.
I have like Disney cars that like are made to look like a character. I don't know if you've ever seen those, but I literally have like 50 of these cars. If I'm like, I think I have almost all of them that exist actually that I just collected over time.
Oh, like the, like pop?
Like those they show like the character. Okay, hold on. I'll find a picture really quick if you want.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? They're just made to look like characters.
So you have 50 of those.
I don't know if you can... Yeah, I have like a billion of these. Like, this is Darth Vader's car. They're just made to look like characters. It's very weird.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's very weird.
It's pretty dumb.
I don't... It actually is, though. But I loved it as a kid, so you can't be mean to me.
I've seen that. You know how... So have y'all heard the Pokemon cards are obviously huge now? Again?
Yeah.
And then Joel's also...
Really Noah, are they not on the way down a little bit?
I never owned a single Pokemon card.
No, they're still...
Joel stopped... He did it as like a hustle at first. And he was like, I just like these. So now he doesn't sell them anymore. Okay.
I've heard it's an addiction. My sister... She's into it and she'll go drop like $200. She's 30 years old. I hope she sees this. And she'll go drop like $200. I don't get it.
Oh my gosh.
But it's a huge thing. And then I saw that Beanie Babies are back. Like you can sell them again for thousands of dollars.
Yeah. I want Mighty Beans to come back.
I don't know. What a throwback.
Wait, Mighty Beans.
Yeah, you remember that?
Like,
there's a weight in it. And you could have like a wand that you would like flip them in kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot about freaking Mighty Beans.
Yep.
Do y'all remember Beyblades?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
The kids still like those.
Yeah. Were you a Beyblade kind of guy, Chase?
We have
Beyblade. I freaking love Beyblade.
Really? I used to have those as like a Power Ranger or motorcycle. I was obsessed with Power Rangers.
Okay. Yeah, but I wasn't a Power Rangers for sure. Dude, Beyblades, you could have your own little plastic arena.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And battle with your friends, you know? It was awesome.
There's a Beyblade team at the school I teach at.
Like
it's pretty relevant still. Also, the pizza guy's here.
Okay,
can you get it? I'm scared it's going to be that same guy.
Whoa! What the?
Hello.
So last time Chase ordered Domino's, apparently he walked outside to get it, and the guy was like, "You need to call Domino's and say that this is out of range." And Chase was like,
"Upset at
him. Well, why did you deliver it then?" And he was like, "Because I had to."
Wow.
Chase is going to tell this story better than I will.
Oh my gosh.
When he gets back.
Guys, are we failing right now?
No, it's fine. You're doing a great job.
No. I need the honest truth.
No, this really.
Like we're tanking right now.
Really?
Is there
really
any content to pull at all?
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to talk about, collectibles.
Does he have a list of like stuff to talk to?
Yeah, normally he does.
He said this time that he was going to just see how it goes.
Oh, nice.
So be brainstorming. This is why he
always tanks, though, whenever I'm on it.
He's not.
Dang it, why didn't he prepare for me? I came back to make this better, and this is just getting worse.
It's good. It's good.
I'm just sad. It's just tanking.
Chase, you need to come up with some topics for him to talk about that. Because
make him happy, Chase. You're making him depressed. Look at him.
Your guest feels like he's tanking.
We're tanking, dude. I feel like... You're literally not.
Okay, Zach, you're not.
Are we eating right now? What's happening?
Let's just wait. Let's wait 15 minutes and then we'll wrap it
up. Okay. I want to make sure you have enough content. So
dude, this has been great.
Okay, sick. As long as you guys feel good about it.
No, it's good. Yeah. It's good.
No, I feel like it's...
I've laughed.
I will say at the beginning of the podcast, I was going to set this tissue on fire and be like, welcome to Friends and Love.
Why does it smell like fire in here?
It does.
It kind of does, yeah.
I'm just thinking of this whole thing just like instantly just blowing up. There's fire everywhere. What do you want?
Can you believe that I'm still doing this?
No, because literally it hasn't changed a single bit since the first time when you were with me when you did.
What are you talking about? I'm the same person. I can't, you know.
You didn't even plan for me.
What are you talking about?
What do you have to say for yourself?
What do you want? I had notes planned. Okay.
Let's do it. Are they funny though? I just want to get weird.
Zach, this is good. This is funny.
I just wanted to be funny because I just like being funny.
Zach, you should trust the process.
Okay.
And you have been funny.
You are the podcast master. I am proud of you because when we first did this, you were having a mental breakdown.
Thank you.
And you
I
have,
was.
No,
I
but was. Only because you said that. I'm not being mean. Like you said that.
No,
but,
I definitely was.
But you literally have your life together right now.
No.
Kind words. You have your life together. This podcast is great. I'm here because I thought it was so great. I thought the first one should just be deleted because it was just...
There's some good stuff in there, but it is... I listened to it before we did this podcast.
It's a dud.
It is. I mean,
because I was like trying to be all like, yeah, so I play guitar and I'm actually really good at acoustic guitar. That made me cringe, dude. That was so bad. No. Oh my gosh.
But I mean, it's hard. It's hard to talk about yourself.
You have to start somewhere
and not be like, I'm Chase Lowe and I play the drums and I hello. You know, it's hard to do.
That. It's so bad. But you know,
it's hard to be find your genuine voice. You know,
I'm still like minute, finding though. It. I feel like I'm in it, but
you're in
I
it
thought
right
about
now.
Starting.
You're
you made
in,
me.
No, you're Sorry. In it right now, okay? Yeah. This podcast, your genuine voice has shown the entire time.
No, for sure.
Okay.
I'm not hiding anything. These are just cameras. I could but okay. they also no, could but ruin this my is, life. This,
that is true.
They also could ruin my
but
life.
But this is all I'm saying is that we didn't need, you know, crazy preparation
no,
or bits.
Because I'm
this.
A professional.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, I'm kidding. But also what was I gonna say?
Okay, I was going to do a Publix trivia game for you.
Okay.
Publix?
I don't even have anything prepared, but I had that idea.
Oh my gosh.
You're upset with
I'm
me.
I'm so
huh?
mad at you right
you're
now.
You're upset.
Dude. I'm so mad.
Noah, can you look up Publix trivia facts?
Legitimately, we're doing it right now.
Where's the freaking Hillsong song game or something?
Okay, this is the Publix game.
Why are we going in on this?
I just got off the bus. I didn't know what.
That's what I'm saying. This isn't fair to you.
Yeah.
Or me.
Zach, this is great, okay? What we're doing.
If I got to come back for part 3, I will, though. Just letting you know.
No, this is actually part 4.
This is part 2.
This is part 3. No, remember we did the podcast the first time? And then we had to redo it.
No way.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
And you know what's crazy is you still haven't learned from all 3 of those.
Why is there actually Publix trivia?
Oh, this is.
Thank
good.
You. Okay.
There's already a quiz.
Oh,
but this
okay.
is the content
Let's
I was
do
warning
it.
On my personal podcast.
Let's
this
play.
Is,
Zach, wait, can you
I'm
talk?
So
switch with me.
Am
Zach.
I selfish right now for acting like he's not put together?
You are.
No.
Zach.
Based.
Zach Epps, it's time to play the Publix trivia game.
Before you play, Zach, switch with me.
Wait, switch?
Switch.
Which one?
Yeah, I want to try that. Ready? No, same time. One, two, three.
Yeah! Nice. That was good.
Okay, so the way this game is going to play, the rules are Noah here is going to read the question. You have to do the buzzer of the tissue box. Okay, the tissue box is the buzzer.
Okay.
It's the first person to 5 wins.
You better put that thing
and,
in the middle.
And nah. if you get it wrong and you buzzered first, the other person can steal.
Okay, got it.
I already got this on lock. You know I worked there for 4 years, right?
You know
can
that
you move
I,
the cookies you know, so we can get a clear view of the tissue box?
Yes. You know that I go there once a week, right?
You actually might win somehow in this.
What are we betting?
Yeah, whatever.
What about? And or what does the loser have to do?
A kiss.
The winner gets a kiss. So either way.
It's a lose-lose.
I really don't want to kiss you. You don't want to kiss me.
Okay, Chase.
This is just rough. All right, get this. Let's go. Come on.
What is the prize?
The Smackdown
what are we betting?
$20.
$20?
$20?
Dang, that's a lot. But I'm in. That's good.
You'll do $20 yeah. to make it interesting?
I'm in.
Okay, I feel like, well, now that you said
that's
I feel like I'm
money for you, though.
Chase.
Because no wait, that sounds bad. I meant that as like no, I meant that as like I work there, so I feel like I have an advantage.
What, $20?
That sounded so bad. I'm
$20.
So sorry.
Let's do it. Okay, I'm freaking rich and I can afford $20.
You're
let's
doing
go.
More work than
right,
I am.
Jess. $20 on the line. Let's go.
I don't know what's about $20. Wait, no. It's just whoever loses has to pay for the pizza.
Which is more than $20.
That's not fair then.
Zach,
I should be contributing to
this. Hush your mouth.
It's
$20. Noah, let's hit that question.
I can't lose this. Dang it.
Here we go. What year did the first Publix store open?
Dang it. 1990. Dang it. This has to be. I have to get this. Hang on. 1995.
Shameful.
I'm
made
just kidding.
It feel like
it
was
is.
Close.
No, it's actually not.
1984.
No. So very, very wrong.
1975.
Okay. What,
I don't know.
What is it?
How about you go back and forth until someone gets...
No, there's no way we're going to guess.
There's no way. They're so far away.
1950.
September 6th, 1930.
Oh what? My gosh. I knew it was older than that. I'm such a... Ugh.
Okay, 0-0.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
What was Publix's first slogan?
Five.
Zach.
Dang. We're shopping as a pleasure.
No.
That's not right, I know, but I'm just like, I don't know.
When you're here, you're family.
No, that's Olive Garden.
Oh, man.
That's Olive Garden.
That was so confident. Oh, it's so bad. Okay.
You got another one?
No, that's all I got.
Okay, no.
I wasn't taught this in our pre-training.
You should have been. Florida's finest food store.
Yeah, that's stupid.
These are tough.
I don't like that.
What were some of the attributes of the Publix supermarket that Mr. George opened in 1940?
Cash registers.
Oh, no. Dang it.
For a second, I was like, oh, this could...
I don't know.
Back in the 40s,
wait,
I feel like
hard.
People
what?
Would be like, oh, they got cash registers.
What does that mean?
What does it say?
Do you have another?
No, I have no idea. Dang it.
Electric eye door.
Electric eye door.
I thought they were going to ask, like, what's the founder's name? Because that's like the only one I know.
Should we just change the topic?
No.
Like, what about like Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A.
No, there's plenty of questions.
Wait, yeah, let's do some more. Let's do some
these
more.
Are, these are
hey,
tough.
Zach worked at Publix. Okay,
okay? Here we go.
I don't know any of
this
these.
This is clearly for like a school test or something, but this one, so some of these are super
Quizlet.
Specific and we're, yeah, it, I'm on Quizlet. Okay. What was the slogan changed to in the 1950s?
Five.
We're shopping as a pleasure.
We're shopping as a pleasure.
$20.
Bonus points if you
can. Okay, no.
That's too much money.
1-0.
We're not doing this.
Bonus points if you know who came up with it.
Five.
George Jenkins.
No.
Dang it.
Five.
Phil Powers.
No.
It is a very like
John
white person.
Smith.
Cena.
John.
No.
Wait, hold on. It's a common name
for a white guy.
George W. Bush.
That's right, yeah. Bill Schroeder. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not that common.
Bill?
Dang it.
Bill?
What was the record profit we achieved in 1956? This seems like it's for a Publix employee. Okay, go ahead.
$26,000.
No.
That's how much I make in 3 years. Wait, hold on. $100 million.
No, okay, too
listen
much.
Listen to the question.
Big jump.
$6 million.
No.
$23 million.
No, it's like a landmark, like, oh, our company is getting bigger, you know?
This first time ever we reached this amount.
Wait, that's what I was going to say.
For the first time ever.
$300 million.
No. Oh.
What?
$300,000.
No.
$100,000.
No.
What the? What is it?
$1 million.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Okay, to end the podcast, here is your one would you rather question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so these are just would you rathers. If you go to the Would You Rather Reddit and sort by controversial,
yeah,
this is the top most controversial ones that I could write down for a youth group.
I'm excited about this.
Lit.
Classic, ready? Would you rather have penis-sized nipples or a nipple-sized penis?
You wrote that down for a youth group?
Yeah, that one was not going to get used, but that sets the tone.
Okay, say that one more time.
Penis-sized nipples or a nipple-sized penis?
Penis-sized nipples.
Well, that's good.
Nipple or
that's good.
Nipple-sized penis.
Oh, that's penis. So good.
It takes me a while to understand.
I'm surprised you haven't heard this one. I feel like...
No, I'm just upset that I didn't think of it, but that's so good.
Also, these are real questions right here. I like this. This is
hard. Full disclosure, I stole some of these from another content creator, but it's fine.
That's really tough. So do your nipples grow, though? Because...
I'm sorry? What?
Scientifically, penises can get bigger.
That's what I was saying. This question is really hard.
That's what I'm saying. Can my nipples get aroused? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they work nipples like normal
themselves
nipples.
Can get aroused.
Right, so yes.
So they'll go from, like, my nipples are, like, you know, 1 to 2 inches, and then they'll go to 5 to 6.
Right, exactly.
Okay, got it.
Well.
Whew. Okay, I'm going to go with I want penis nipples.
Okay. Interesting
Wait,
choice.
Which one?
That's so
which one?
Weird.
He wants his nipples to be the size of his penis.
I mean, that's what I would want.
So how do you feel about that?
I want to keep my penis. Oh, interesting, though. I just had the thought, if I had penis nipples, then is that not my penis on my... Do I not have two penises now?
Now you have three. Because you still have your normal penis.
I know, but the normal penis is a nipple now. You know, it's the size of a nipple.
Well,
so you're saying you would choose both at the same time?
No. The
so
worry
you
about
have all nipples or all penises?
Yes, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, really? Okay. All nipples or all penises?
Yeah, in one scenario, you keep your normal
no,
penis.
No, okay. I thought it was like two penises, one nipple.
No.
Okay.
I thought it was that too.
It is. Do you want your nipples to be the size of your penis now?
Yeah.
Or do you want your penis to be the size of your nipples right now?
Ah.
Who would want their penis to be the size of their nipple, though?
The thing is, though, keep in mind, like, the shirts that you wear, you're going to have, like...
Yeah, much harder to hide.
A very strange bulge.
Yeah.
On your
That's
nipples.
Actually crazy.
You know what I mean? That's what like, I'm saying. That's the big thing.
Like, wow.
So, what do you think? Ooh, that's tough. Oh, man. Can I get my nipples circumcised?
This is the diagram.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you're right. That would probably be accurate, yeah. I don't know, man. I think I'm going to go penis.
Okay.
All the way around?
Yeah.
So can I pick which one I want on each?
No.
No.
It's one
you gotta
other.
Go either nipples or penis.
This is just
I
so...
won't judge. I won't judge your decision.
Wait, so what did you pick?
Penis.
Yeah.
If you want to do nipple, I will not judge. I will not judge, dude.
Sorry. I'm just like...
You want to go nipple?
I think I will.
Okay.
Nice.
Should we kiss now?
Okay, last one.
Yeah, you want
more
another
appropriate.
One?
Okay.
I thought that was it, but yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to read a few of these just because some of them are funny. And
I have to pee so
bad.
Can
you just pee and come back?
Yeah, jeez, Chase.
Let me just go pee real quick.
Would you
rather I'll be right back.
Die?
Wait, let me go pee real quick. I'll be right back.
He's practicing. What were you doing in there, buddy?
Dude, I peed that entire time.
You pee musical pop, lock, and drop its. That's what we heard out here.
Yeah. What? We could hear you, dude. We could hear you the whole time.
We know what you're watching.
Texas.
What are you talking about?
Oh.
Grandma. Oh, yeah,
phone?
This is the last. This is the last. Over.
It's very good.
All right. What else can we get canceled for?
Okay, ready? Here, I got you one. Would you rather, where did it go? Wear a diaper for 1 year or marry a fat person? You have to answer.
That's very mean.
Chase wouldn't even marry anybody with
a
big forehead.
Why are you laughing this hard?
That is just so funny to me. That is really funny.
Actually, that was kind of a mean thing to say. You can laugh whatever you want.
Oh, man. Oh, that's funny. It's that's pretty, that's a harsh one, but that is hilarious.
Okay, next.
No, a diaper for a year, marry a fat person, diaper.
Really?
Yeah,
what if I was in a diaper, gonna say 100%.
Well, I hope I don't get fat.
What if I was in a diaper, would you rather marry me?
No, because I could divorce a diaper easily. I couldn't divorce you.
But you couldn't let me go because it's too hard for you.
Exactly. Because the second I kiss you, it's going to be a game changer.
Oh, gosh. Wait, how is your wife okay with that? Gosh.
He talks about it a lot. I think we're just all desensitized.
Wait, about me?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard him talk about kissing you so many times before even meeting you.
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
And then on the way here, Zach, he was like, remember, Zach's the one I'm trying to kiss, so. And I was like, okay.
I did not say that.
I'm so just, I think it's actually fitting that I came back on this podcast after you said that about me.
Yeah, I think so too.
You can't just say that and let it go. We need to talk about that.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Would you rather date a feminist or a flat earther?
That's another thing we'll get canceled for. I'm telling you, there's so many things.
This is why they're controversial.
This thing's already been removed off Spotify.
Can you say one more that Zach isn't afraid of getting canceled for?
I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Whatever.
Would you rather your kid not get autism and not get polio or not get autism and get polio?
Oh, no. I hope you know we're literally finished after this. Like, you are literally going to be on... You're going to have your own website on the internet to post these.
Man, it's so pointed.
Is it an actual thing on the internet?
What?
What you're reading?
Yeah, this is... If you go to the Would You Rather subreddit and sort it by controversial, most controversial...
That's hard.
Oh, that's funny.
Would you rather change genders every time you sneeze or not be able to tell the difference between a baby and a muffin?
Wow.
Huh.
Same thing?
Yeah, that's why it's uncontroversial.
I'm going to pick baby muffin.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would agree because you can just use context clues. You know?
I would say that too. And also... Like, a muffin doesn't, like, take up all this room.
Yeah, but you don't know that, though.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw a muffin like this?
But that's not the point. The point is you have no idea the difference between a baby and a muffin. So, the bad part, though, is if you do pick up a baby and you think it is a muffin.
Yeah, could be rough.
My gosh.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's actually bad.
Okay. All right. Chase, I think you'll like this one. Would you rather never play Fortnite again or commit a sin?
Be careful.
Wait, do you play Fortnite?
He does.
Does he play a lot?
No, secretly.
Okay.
No, secretly. I don't. Jess, stop shaking your head. When's the last time you saw me playing Fortnite?
No, you do it in secret. She doesn't see it. That's...
Why aren't we playing together? Like, as far as like
you play Fortnite? This is
Warzone.
Warzone. I'm not great at
Warzone. No, shut up. Dude, building and all that stuff on Fortnite is so much more work and like a learning curve.
It's just...
You can get outplayed constantly because of that.
Because of the 9-year-olds he plays with. That would outplay you.
Dang.
I don't. I mean, I do, but not on purpose. They're just in the match.
Yeah,
it's random.
Because it's all 9-year-olds.
Okay, but do you play Warzone often?
Yeah. As in, like, I here's the thing. I've had a lot going on, so I'm like, as in I'm out of town, so like I'm not usually playing.
You're a busy guy, yeah.
No, I knew that sounded bad. Gosh, let me redo all
that. He plays
that.
Guitar, you know.
Yeah.
He's really good at acoustic.
Sorry, guys, I'm just trying to... I feel like
I feel like we should have ended this 20 minutes.
I feel like
minutes.
You need more friends like me.
Do you have any final words?
Other than the fact I'm about to literally crush this song.
That's it.
I'm just kidding.
End on that.
I did want to say
yeah.
that, yes, I was a little tired when we started this podcast, okay?
And?
Yes.
Disorganized.
And now... Don't you question my methods, okay?
No, I think you'll whip up a good little edit. Do you ever do that thing where you like zoom in on people's faces, like, and like,
for sure?
That stuff's so funny to me.
Yeah, if you would watch my podcast, you would know that.
I watch all your Instagram content, and if it's good enough, then I click on the link.
That's a
amen.
That's healthy criticism, and I appreciate that.
No, but I actually do watch them though. They're funny. They're that's good. Okay. That's why I'm here, because I thought it was so good. I'm like, I missed this. And then it also is a way for me to actually get you to hang out with me, because you can use me for success.
Let me just say, it's been a while since I've seen you.
That's right.
Okay. And I guess I was a little tired today, you know. But I feel like this has been a very good podcast. I like it. Jess just always gets me when she's like overly supportive and she's shaking her head like
she's just like
yes.
Would you prep more for Steven Stanley than you would for me? That's what I want to ask you right now, because in my mind you would.
There's
going to be like a sample pad on here with like trigger effects and stuff.
Can I answer honestly?
Yeah.
Yes. But look, let me say why I did it. Because I know that we have a good foundation.
And that I'll be back.
And that you'll be back.
For part five or whatever we're on.
But no, like I'll tell you, like for Sean, last week or two, I prepared too much. And me and Sean have a great foundation. And all I did was like talk over Sean. And it was weird, you know. Mm.
Do you feel like that way, Jess?
I wasn't there.
Noah, you know what I'm talking about.
I also wasn't at the Sean one, I don't think.
Wow. You were just Sean. You were there.
Yeah, your whole team
wasn't
here.
Which one
here.
Is Sean?
Sean Crawford, the clocks guy.
I thought you were talking about the closet one.
Oh, no.
I was not there for that one.
I will say this, that you've inspired me. Like, I want to start my own podcast.
You should do it.
But that's also competitive against you, and I don't want
to
do that.
Dude, nobody's listening to this, so go ahead. The market's open.
Why are you letting him be mean to himself, guys?
Because it's true.
He just stood there. Oh, my gosh.
We have a bunch of Russians and Brazilians.
That's
who
true.
Listen.
No,
that's true.
We can't say Russians again. Guys.
The crazy part is we do have Russian.
Address
victims.
That.
Do you really? You do need to address that.
No, like it's a.
This week I googled. Oh, I can't say that.
Say it.
This week I googled how to assassinate Putin.
Wow! Did you have results?
There's a lot of people that want to kill him.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, I bet.
How is he not dead? This guy's like a modern day. I don't know.
Hitler.
Yeah, he is. He kind of is. Sorry, guys. Let's end it right there.
Don't put that in.
Chase, you need to make a statement about this to your Russian viewers.
Yeah, you're right.
Think. Oh, dang. I like that.
We're all waiting to hear.
Jess's face. No, when you said that, Jess's face was just like the most concerned I've ever seen her face. She was like, she like the lack of faith that she had in me to say anything about this.
Oh my gosh, dude! I'm serious though. I want to make a podcast because of you.
You should do it.
You've inspired me a lot.
You should definitely do it. You did good. We did great today.
I feel like I could do okay at a podcast, but I also know three people will listen. So it's like,
okay, well, welcome to our world.
But the thing is, those three people love you. And they will support you.
They don't tell me that. That'd be nice.
Don't people comment on your stuff?
No.
I've seen comments on your stuff before. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's, you know, Joel and my mom.
Joel, I was about to say Joel watches.
And Fred,
yeah.
There's a guy.
Well, you haven't met him. Oh, no. But Matt watches. My friend Matt.
Okay.
I just know if I had one, though, I would definitely get canceled.
You're about to get canceled now.
That's so. What I'm saying. Like I was.
You don't even get one yet.
I was kind of. Oh,
oh no.
Dang. Dang.
Oh no.
Solo mic moment.
Too hard. All right, we love you. Thanks for watching.
Okay,
this should be the end.
We
did we even give you an ending to use?
Okay, so you do want to do a podcast though?
I think I do.
You should do it.
I want to, but like I just don't know where to start. But like I don't know. I think it'd be fun.
The first thing is just doing it.
Yeah.
You figure it out as you go. Right, Chase?
I need your video skills though. I don't know how to edit videos. I have Final Cut, but I don't know how to use it.
Do it easy. You can ask Noah if I can do it. Anybody can do it.
I just want to see that zoom effect. That's all I care about. That's all I need to learn.
Oh, that's a YouTube video. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I need to learn. That's the best thing ever made. Whoever came up with that humor is like, that's my favorite thing ever.
Is this loose?
No, but everybody can hear it. I'll tell you that.
Oh, man.
Okay. Zach, this has been great.
It has been great.
I really am honored that you're here. I'm honored to be your friend. I really do mean this, okay? Sincerely.
I love it.
You're super talented. Your vocals on this song gave me freaking chills.
Mm.
It's so good. So, anyways, thank you for being here for real. Thank you for doing this with me.
Of course.
And I'm glad we got to hang out, and I'm glad I got to see you.
I love you, Chase Lowe.
I love you, too.
Let's hang out after. I was going to have you take us out.
Let me say real quick. Let's hang out after.
No, we will.
Not after
tonight.
This, but... No. But later, let's no, outside of this.
We will. This is Friends in Low Places, and you're watching Friend... Wait.
No. You got it. Yeah.
This is Friends in Low Places, and you're watching...
Friends in Low Places.
Friends in Low Places.